Blog Talk Radio.
What is that?
It's coming on now.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
God bless you on this Sunday morning. God bless you here with Bishop Turner Sunday morning and Dr. David Coleman. Glad to have you, Dr. Coleman.
Yeah, glad to be here, sir.
Dr. Coleman, I want to talk about when you opened your church up to Reverend A.I. Dunlap and me. We marched in our church for open houses. You remember that?
Yeah.
And Dr. King came to town, marched over in Market Park, and they stoned Dr. King. Dr. King said, this is the most racist city he's seen. And I want you to give him a little take on what happened in your church. Dr. Coleman did, he said, Bishop, y'all can use the church. We use the church as a landing point to go get jobs, try to church to go march. And Mother Ann Bacon was cooking for us as we come over to eat at her house on Wood. I think she was on Wood. We left there to hit Western and went down Western to 71st. And 71st over, we marched for a month. Dr. Jackson, with us, Reverend A.I. Dunlap, Reverend E.L. Rodd. These are some that me is going on now. John Thurston over in SCFN, Edmund Blair, and some of them in the first week that had a church there on 71st and Halsted. But you open up the doors for the movement to march to Market Park in honor of Dr. Martin King.
Square Freemans, that's right.
These are the ministers that got together, standing with Dr. King to march open housing in Chicago. And if Dr. King was living, he would be 24 years old. And I want to say that the King was more conscious of America. As we get to tomorrow, I'll be over in Indiana, jail restaurant, giving a service there in honor of Dr. King. But the rest with the day is Dr. King's birthday. Dr. Coleman is going to bring the rest to you on that. He can tell what happened when he turned to some people. But I wouldn't know John Hatcher and brother Hunt from Eaglewood and Barry, brother Barry Crutcher, those work with movement in order to do the job. Some of them gone around, but we've got to keep the fight. We got to keep the fight. The reason, and I'm going to bring it to the phone in a few minutes, but I want to say this. Dr. King was a moral conscience of the nation. He kept Washington letting them know, letting black folks know, we can't win this war with guns. We got to win it nonviolent. And he said, give us a protect, reparation. And my thing on that, Dr. Coleman, I'm not going to buy Trump nobody. I thought he said, give reparations. Black folks got to give get some for their vote. We got to stop letting people get out of a vote that don't get them. If we had a reckoning like the Jews got, we had a reckoning like the Asian guy, we could have business. We will kill each other, black on black, because we're trying to take something we ain't got. You know, in fact, we got guys called the Vietnam and Coleman, and they seen the dentist or doctor, the people under the bridges, not just in Chicago, Detroit, all over. And if Dr. King was living today, and he marched in Chicago, I want to say this before I bring you Reverend Coleman, because people know it. When Dr. King came to Chicago, Matt Daley told the police department don't protect him. So, you know who was Dr. King's? That was the vice lord on the west side, Thomas F. And Ted, Dr. King. Blackstone Rank, and therefore, they own themselves in God, Dr. King. The disciples, God, Dr. King. The police come, what y'all doing? We help God, Dr. King, because your man told you, don't God, but we gonna God. When Dr. King was over in Woodlawn, Inglewood, Lundale, he was in London. The black teenager, the one watched over Dr. King, where he wouldn't be killed, because the Ku Klux Klan and the skinheads wanted to come up and kill Dr. King. When there were too many unblack, black men, let me call the gang, was Bible, that was the disciples and the priest of nature. Now, I want to say this, Dr. Coleman.
You tell me that story. You were there.
Now, Mark Clark and Fred Hampton. Fred Hampton was killed, all the young gang members, because they infiltrated. So went and killed Mark Clark and Fred Hampton right there on Madison and West, shot him dead and killed him. Now the hit was on Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, the hit was on Jeff Ford, the hit was on Larry Hoover. The police rolled up on Larry Hoover before I come out. We want to see him. Them boys had them pistols that you can't see him. You can't see him. When Blackstone is Jeff Ford, therefore they had so many men around him with guns to kill Jeff Ford. So what they did pop them, they put the charges on them boys, and they in jail today. They lied on Jeff Ford. They lied on Larry Hoover and the black community and newspaper. The fake newspaper. They was the baddest men in the world. They was helping people. They were feeding people. They was getting jobs. You know, at 5 o'clock, Jeff had 100 people. Larry Hoover, 100 people marching the black folks in Chicago. And when Jeff and Hoover and they hooked up Dr. King, they go, we got to give them. So right now, as I talk to you, you know this, that Mama Annie, that's Jeff Mush. She started the Woodlawn Sisterhood, getting women that didn't have no one to say. Getting women that was pregnant and put no grant from the city. This people helping people. We got to get back in the city of Chicago and help people. We got to get somebody in the city hall going right now. And what I'm saying, we don't want Spanish folks running. We don't want black people. We want even. And that's what we got to run. Harold Washington was an active member of Martin Luther King. And Harold Washington was probably a murderer. We never said, but Harold Washington was opening up doors for black, and some of the black got jobs now. Got it under Harold Washington. They didn't get nothing under Blandy. They didn't get nothing under the pressure to you. You in Detroit, Mississippi. He marched in Detroit and opened up doors in Detroit. He marched down in Mississippi right now where they ain't got no water. He marched on the Congress, the Republican Democrat, and he said in his speech, Chicago is a town. He marched in Washington. And when he marched to Marquette Park, I want to tell people that he marched all over the country. He come tomorrow, got to get back to start to doing some things and stop waiting on these government grants and begin to do it. And that's the problem. And I want to say to everybody, let's tell one, reach one. You, if you can vote, you have to matter. I'm going to matter. What you going to do for creation? If you ain't going to support creation as mayor of Chicago, I'm not going to If the president, you're not going to give black folks a vote, I'm going to vote. Whoever, I'm going to give reference to black folks. Our vote got to mean something. I'm going to bring Dr. Coleman now. Go on, Dr. Coleman.
Before you let me have it, I want to know why the magistrate from another coming here. We got our people sleeping by and sleeping in the with kids and stuff, but why people in the country done feed up another school for them to have what to say. I don't know what, why.
Now, I want to tell you what you're talking about that. Look, in the administration of Chicago, that school, that they can't fix the school, they took people, bust them and move them out. Now, they got that people that is up. Hey, they got people that come in here from LaCrane taking food in Englewood, in Woodlawn. This is a welcome to the black community. And they had a meeting, you know, at church. And they didn't know what is a. We need a new administration in the city. And even if Biden keeps sending billions of dollars over to LaCrane, doing nothing for people that are homeless, people that got mental health. We are people here. We are Native Americans of America. What they saying? This was back in the day. Refugees, Sundale. They bring refugees in and give food stamps, give them money because they face a white. That's what I can tell them. They got refugees taking over the school. Black children kicked out of school. The boy education needs to revamp itself, and Lightfoot needs to go. We need somebody else. And I'm running. That saying they're going to run. If they're talking about reparations, they ain't talking about going to vote for them. I'm going to push for reparations for the black man. They owe that to us. Our father and mother were a slave, and from the government to send a can't get meals, can't gas on, can't get food. That corporation of this country have pushed the whole situation that's so bad that they cartoons with kids that got guns, kids 6 years old. And the corporate community, Ford, Chrysler, General, and all these, they saying it's all right. They put a dollar. My thing is that going into Dr. King's 4 years, 94-year birthday, it's going to be changes. I'm not going to get my vote. I won't vote if I don't give what I want. Other groups don't vote, they get what they want. And we need to do the same thing as black folks. If we don't get what we want, you're not. Better to leave. Damn the two evils. I'm not going to name one of them demons. If I can't name the black folk, excuse me. Go on, Dr. Coleman.
Yes, sir. That's a sign of
God.
Coming from a true man of God that's telling the world what we need to do. Dr. King. Not only was he was an anchor sent from God, walked the streets of Chicago, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas. Wherever man lived, King, he wasn't just a black man, but every man.
That's right.
Japanese, white, black, whatever he was. But the people of the day, they don't specify it. Don't give so much to this great, to that race. We'll do for another conquer the world that we are ready to just sit on top of people. We should give love to that nation. What about our nation where you live? You the president here, forget and fear. You can't go, people. Because this place is so rich that nobody got no business sleeping on the bottom. They got enough land, bigger land, to build houses and put everybody. I don't understand it.
Amen.
He's on his way back again. He's telling you. More purpose now than it is anywhere.
That's right.
And if you want to get some life, the devil's life. If you want to get it right, you want something done. You're a group called the Home Lectures. You'll be able to talk to the city. You'll be able to talk to the president. You want this passed, you'll get it passed. You want some food? If you're a homosexual, you get food. But if you mention the homosexual name, they will give you 100 years in jail. But they can hang a black man or hang him on a tree, nothing happened. And now I'm like, it's all right. But something is wrong.
That's right.
God is telling us something every day. He's sent by the million. We saw how many people have been out.
That's right.
On the race of these people. You know, because of my people. My name, I'm yourself in another way. Just like in Pharaoh, just like when God delivered them out of Egypt. He got out of there and said, well, Moses, we don't want your God no more. We want this golden calf. We want this golden calf now. We can hear him. God told him, go down there and tell him. Put him on one side on the side. I'm tired of them good ways. Everything I do for them, they'll go another way. Even Dr. King, everything he could do, have great leaders, he could another way. So that person on the other side, God is tired of them. He's moving. They're a little day by day. And we can see it. You may know the summer, never winter.
That's right. Amen.
It is supposed to be zero weather out there. That's 50 degrees. Earthquake. Blood. On top of man. Glad you didn't go to the ground. Tornado. It's sweeping out and killing everything. There's any way. Earth is just all falling down.
Go.
You ought to say something about that. You down there. You know.
I just want to say that one. The way you see it is different. The gift of God is telling us back to King before is telling us storms back to back in California, mudslide. Down in Alabama, Mississippi, down in Georgia, back. And from that God is still in control, people. God is looking for just one come to the conclusion that things are changing for the it's all black people, black women in jail now ever before. It's more people in jail now than was in slavery. The more racist situation, the hate that's going on. They're hating black folks, they're hating women, they're hating Jews, they're hating black. The hate is a epitome of evil. So we have to stomp that out. And Dr. Coleman, nothing but the word of God. I can say all I want to, but the word, when that word hits your heart and the Holy Ghost hits you, you're going to be a changed man, a changed whatever you need. God got what you need on it. And you need your mind to get up. You need a healing. You got to get it from the prophet. You got to get it from the preacher. Give it to us to give you. So the king on his hands for birthday was the more conscious over in Britain. Oh, And he said that, and I said what he said. If this nation don't watch itself, it was itself. And I see self-destruction going on with kids shooting mamas and daddies. And I see it all breaking down. And this is the stuff we're going through now. The black community done broke all the way down. No more. The church ain't fucked on. The church is bloody. With still got to be cleaned up. God is raising up a people to clean up all this witchcraft and evil that is in us. Nothing but blood. Only God, the God Almighty, that will touch things.
And there ain't no prayer service no more on Wednesday.
No prayer meeting.
Ain't no Bible class on Sunday morning. Ain't no Sunday school. Ain't none of that going on no more. Only thing going on is 11 o'clock service, and that's it. Some have it at 10. And when 10 o'clock comes, they done shut out at 11 o'clock and gone back home.
And they dress up. Now, the church is getting to be just a show thing, go to carpet. You need to put a red carpet down because they're walking down the aisle with brand new suit, big hats on, ain't doing nothing. They help the homeless.
Man, you don't know what they hear. Coming down with tight pants on. Oh, because they ain't dressing up like no women coming in the church with hoochie mama stuff on with the behind halfway out. There was a time that we had the church going closed.
Well, see, Dr. Coleman, the Romans 1:26, God turned over to resurrection. It's a divine law. I want to say this. The divine law said man and woman is nowhere in the Bible where two men get married or two women get married. That's killing the black community. And black is grabbing that. But I want to say, Romans 1:3, God turned over to reprobate mind. We're going to have destruction, killing and murder. To man come out of his nightmare, till he come out. On Dr. King's 94th birthday, you got to breathe and let yourself out. I'm going to let Dr. Coleman bring the message whenever you get ready. Dr. Coleman, go ahead on.
All right. Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have came upon you. You shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Samaria and to the othermost parts of the world. We need some power. The power of God is available.
Amen. We need some power. Go ahead on.
Only thing we got to do is recuperate it. Mightier than any ton of water of Colorado. Mightier than any bomb that America or Germany or Europe or anybody have made. The power of God is available to us. All we got to do is incorporate it. If we get on our knees and call on the Lord, he will hear and answer prayer.
Amen.
Don't look like he's coming right on time, but he is on time. He's moving in the windstorm. He's moving in floods. He's moving in AIDS. He's moving in all kind of disease. He's moving. He's trying to tell you something.
Amen.
But we don't listen to him. But he's on his way back again. You see thousands and thousands going home to be with the Lord. Children killing their mothers and fathers. Sons, little babies, and shooting their school teachers. Something is wrong. God's trying to tell us something. But we ain't listening. But the Bible said, what's right is right. What's wrong
is wrong. Amen. Amen.
Everything right. We trying to make it all right for a man to marry a woman. It's all right for a woman to marry another woman. What's wrong with the world? What would happen if all women would marry nothing but women? What would happen if men would marry nothing but men? What would happen if it was against the law for a man to marry another man and against the law for a woman to marry a man? There we'd be stuck. Where the population coming from? Man can't get no baby by no another man. Can't no woman get no baby by no other woman. It's got to be a man. God said, let us make man in our image, in our actors.
Yes, sir.
There ain't no population.
Amen.
Ain't no population with no two women. What is them demons doing? They're getting married and then going out with men and women and had a baby. I'm going to adopt this baby from them. They got the same thing this woman got. They want to have their own baby. They want to marry somebody, get somebody else, baby, to turn them into a homosexual before they even get here.
That's right. Amen.
He's getting tired of our wicked ways. And I don't know when and I don't know where, but he's getting tired. He's going to show us something in this collection coming up.
Amen.
He's doing everything that we're big enough to do. But he's going to change. He's going to get somebody that's going to be real in our lives. He's going to get somebody that's walking right. He's going to get somebody that's talking right. He's going to give him somebody that's living right, saying, for God I live and for God I die.
Amen.
As preachers come along, going to preach the word. Not the $1,000 gift, not a $10,000 gift, not a half man, not a big mansion of sitting on the hill. He want a preacher saying, repent, for the kingdom of God
is at hand.
They want some old John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, eating locusts and wild honey, saying straight way is the way. Not my way, but Jesus is coming.
Amen.
Coming to save us.
Amen.
Jesus is on his way back. He coming back, but not long, but put his clothes to him. You can feel him. Look at the weather. There was a time when January come, it was January. It would be cold, snow falling. Now the sun is shining. Almost. We won't know how to know the summer from the winter.
That's about it. Amen.
The trees, things, and how earthquakes, tornadoes, God trying to pick up this.
Amen.
He's on his way back again. We don't see it. I don't see it.
Said
but
that.
the weather's changing.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Through the sun, he's talking to you. Through the moon. Through the wind. It's the trees outside. But you're still like below zero. He's trying to tell us something.
Amen. Loved ones over the night. I'm praying for you. those that lost son, brother, on drugs and alcohol, I rebuke that spirit and bring the Holy Ghost to you, man. I mean, you'll heal it, correct, to high blood sugar, whatever disease you got, I want to erase it by the blood of Jesus. He paid it on the cross. The blood, we're covered, God of mine, somebody know what I'm feel, for his Christ. Glory, hallelujah. I just want to let you know all is well. It might seem like it's in the dark. As you at home, or on computers, or phone, God has a message to you for you to get it to somebody else. I am for your daughter. If you're ever going up, God is still great. In the Dr. King, God sent Dr. King down here to one of us. Dr. King sent Dr. King down here to know that we're preaching the gospel, telling people to get saved. That really got Roger Copeland to sing and preach, where you make up your mind that you're going to eat cataract, tooth, high blood. Some people's mind will mess up because you're little dog on the TV. You get food to mess up. I decree God, God Almighty, make you for me and you. And we say, your God.
And so,
go ahead on, Dr. Coleman. Go ahead on.
From the sky, you wipe the tears from your eyes. I'm a child, and he cares
for me and you.
For you, someone. Oh, someone.
Tell that doctor.
Yeah. All of your troubles.
Uh huh.
No other can do. He'll come down, from the sky.
Yes.
You wipe the tears
from your eyes.
From your eyes, on his child, and he cares for you. He really cares. There's a brighter day ahead. Oh, Jesus, they'll say, if we trust him, he said.
Yes.
There'll be a better, brighter day ahead. On the road, far in a distance, we can see the light shining so bright. It penetrates my soul. Every man's soul, his light shines so bright as we move. Oh, his light is shining. So bright.
Yes, yes.
He will deliver you.
Amen.
Father.
Say it, doctor.
I stretch my hand to thee. No.
our brother, have died on the walkway. We can't let them down. We got to bring our children back to the reality. And that's what the Bible do. God, the song that you sang, what's happening in Mission Arkansas, we have turned our way to God and turned to another God, the God, our God. But I'm telling you this morning, God is still good. And God going to break doors open at this hour. I'm just glad to say all this way. You might think it ain't, but all this way. And I want to say this because everything is in divine order. Whatever happening, God trying to wake you up. Woman, God trying to wake you up to reality. Stop the dope, stop the drugs. You know, and I had a little boy who said, stop drinking, stop smoking. I want to get ready. God to bless you. I want you to get ready to know. I say our ancestors. See, it's been people that were long lynched and killed. The blood at the altar. The blood of truth is at the altar. When you call on the ancestors, Almighty, it's going to be some changes. And you got to know you make the change. I ain't looking for nobody to make you make it because the Holy Ghost is in you. You got to speak some things. You got to say, all is well. I'm healed. I'm delivered. You got to claim, pull it down. Whatever you want, you got to pull it down. Pull it down with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you say Holy Ghost, you say an ancestor. When you say Holy Ghost, you say an ancestor. You can make it if you try. You can make it right now. To get you in, God can turn it around. Come out of Lodabar and come back to the divine word. God, I'm talking to somebody morning that if you just stand up,
that's it.
God's going to make some changes.
You're
breathing today. God's going to make some changes. God making changes in the universe. Can't you see the atmosphere in Texas, the atmosphere in California, storm, somebody has violated that center. Until we get together, coming over and over, till we begin to love each other, stop killing each other, and begin to break each other. Boy, how did it go? Go on, Dr. Go ahead on, Dr.
You said it, brother.
What is your sign this morning? I want to know what your sign is. assignment in the lion's den.
That's right. Locked the lion's jaws up, laid on like they were pierced, like they were not like a bear. If you went to sleep on
the... God takes you to the next level, woman. You have to come out of low bar. Come out of your sins. Come out of your doubt. Come out of your sin and say, for God be the glory. For God be the glory. I want to claim your healing this morning. 94th year of Dr. King's birthday, I want you to claim your healing. God going to heal your mind. I have a young folks messed up. And some of you messed up. But I want to claim your healing by power in the of the ancestors. East, west, north, south. I want to claim your healing this morning. Your breakthrough this morning. By morning time. Glory. And I want to say that to you this morning, honey, which was a civil right. Who was Dr. King with a marching, although he taught presidents, he taught the kings and governors, he taught the people on the street, he taught teachers and doctors, and he always talked about justice and truth, and he could be a bound in all the love of that way. And I want to tell you, on the next birthday of the king, You can do better in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. You can do better. The king was the man pushed with all them that were under him. All them that he pushed. You know, it's like this. God have allowed us to live. God have allowed us to be able to communicate with each other. We don't hate. We need to communicate love. Throw all the hate out and begin to love your brothers. Your brother is your other. Your sister is your other. Tell all that hate out of your vibration and begin to love. Love. And what the black man got to do, begin to love each other. We begin to love. God loved the world. He gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will have what? Everlasting life. You know, I know some of you come late and some people have texted me, said they can't get into the line filled up. Call next Sunday because the line filled up. But I want to tell you, we're here to live a life. We're here for you to hear from God. The whole line filled up. The man said it's overflowing now. Our whole line in his cup. It's filled up because of the word of God. It's filled up because Dr. Cohen, for 45 years, he been in power, and I'm giving you the truth. I'm all over this country. But I'm telling you, God has spared us a lot going on. To tell you all this way, to tell you to come out of your addiction, come out of your sickness, come out of the problem, and let go and God.
All of them
thought I was
gone in, Harmon,
yeah.
AI, all of them gone in, brother.
That's right.
You're still here.
Dr. Allen, C.T. Vivian, right. So many gone. Bishop Ford, so many gone. And that's the right. Other day, Bishop Pope Benedict went on. But he left on record, clean up the Catholic Church from this homosexual stuff. That we left on record. God always sent a woman to do a job. Did you feel an atmosphere, something change when you walk outside? The disease and the blood?
He said nothing about love and love. He said that homosexual stuff.
That's right. All the mother folks didn't say nothing about it. But God brought Pope Benedict to clean it up. And they, you know, that's what I'm saying today. Clean up your act. No, God is able to fix right now. And Dr. Cole, we, you know, we got on a little late. The men got on late. I mean, we took longer. Thank God for that. But I want to everybody that God is able. I want you to read the book number some 1 and some 23. There's a blessing for you. There's a financial blessing. Be anointed with God.
All right. Well, you're all right. Hallelujah. Just keep me up, son. The Lord is able.
Amen.
He's in the world.
Yes, yes.
In your hands, I feel there is someone who cares.
Wherever you go,
good afternoon. May the Lord bless you real good. Bless your your husband. Bless all your women. Keep your arms around them. God love them. You got to love them also.
Yeah. Yes, he will.
It's real to me.
Yes.
You made a victory. So many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's real
to me. I want to thank Sister Mary Scott and all the people called me through the week. I'm praying for. Don't forget next Sunday morning, Dr. Cole will be on my. And I just got remedy to call when I'm going to tell him when he got off the air. See, I'm the healing prophet. But that's taking me on the coffin. See, I'm telling you, I want to. Sister Tanya, I got to get Sister Tanya, you got all my prophets. I got to get God bless you. Thank you for coming to Sunday with the bishop and Dr. Coleman Sunday morning. So I just want you to stay on. And I'm going to see how you can download this, Dr. Coleman. They might want this sermon. That was a good sermon you preached. Don't forget tomorrow, honoring Dr. King's birthday, all the everything's going to be cool. But we had to fight like hell to get Dr. King's birthday. We attacked them demons and devils. And some said they don't want to do it, but we stayed prayerful of Martin Luther King Jr.
All right. I just want to tell you that. Yes, I'm
God bless y'all tonight. Because you know that God don't get money. Monday, we're going to have Mother King's show. I'm waiting on Monday, Dr. Cole, because Monday night, we got Dr. Martin King show. We have every Monday. We play Dr. King's tape. I want you on Monday night. That's from 9 to 10. We're going to talk Dr. King again.